As a parent, you worry all the time about your kids. Most of the time, the worst doesn't happen. But, of course, once in a while, it does. Bonnie and Jerry Gibson came face to face with that reality in 2016. And what's unusual about their story is the way they were able to take something senseless and turn it into something constructive. The Gibsons live in Salton, Washington, on the Skykomish River. Jerry's a retired federal worker. Bonnie's a retired nurse. It was a solid middle-class household. But early on, their son, Greg, showed signs of an unorthodox streak.
He was not any, you know, like, you give him a coloring book, he wouldn't color. I mean, he drew his own pictures. You know, he was that kind of a kid. You know, he wasn't interested in doing anything conventional.
Instead of the coloring books, Greg would tape pieces of paper together and draw life-size superheroes. He loved superheroes. And then there was music class, where his sisters were learning piano.
And I could just see from a young age that he had unusual rhythm, which now I go, did I really want those drums in my basement, you know? But it was fun to see a little kid kind of find himself.
Greg did find himself in music. A lot of punk and ska, but anything really. By his teenage years, he was already getting into the business side.
He was actually even doing promotions at that time, which I would get a phone call from somebody in like Chicago or something, and he had somehow they knew his name and they were trying to get to Seattle to do a venue, and I was like, oh my God, you know. High school, you know, 17.
What do you remember about watching him watch music?
Oh, it was, I think, just sheer happiness. I mean, it was like, it made us realize how many people find themselves in music. You know, I don't think I realized that before. I mean, it's just a tremendous factor in a lot of people's lives.
And there's nothing better than old folks watching headbangers dance.
By the time Greg was in his 20s and 30s, he was a busy local promoter, handling the bookings at Tim's Tavern in Seattle, planning shows and benefit concerts. He had a reputation for looking out for the bands, making sure they got paid, even if it meant giving up his own cut. So, yeah, no one was getting rich. For years, Greg had lived in the basement unit of a rundown house in Shoreline.
It was a kind of a punk house. It was a rambler with a basement. And it was, you know, kind of generally unkept. One of the things that held him back is where he was living, he had his dog Nino, and he was totally everything to him. And he was a pit bull, and pit bulls, you know, you can't live in an apartment. So he was kind of locked into living in that kind of a situation.
That had always been okay. Not ideal, but worth it to do what he loved and to be with the pet he cherished. But then on the morning of January 8th, 2016, Jerry and Bonnie got a call from their daughter Colleen. She'd just seen it on Facebook. There had been a fire.
It just, like a 2x4 smacking you. You know, it can't be true. So we immediately head out that way to his house in Shoreline. And, you know, Craig was dead.
Some sad news. An early morning fire in Shoreline has killed a popular music promoter.
Greg Gibson died. Four of his roommates were able to escape the Shoreline home they shared.
Well, there was people standing all over, lots of cars, emergency vehicles, people standing in groups talking, the firemen scurrying around, you know, starting their investigation.
It's a nightmare. He died of smoke inhalation. He couldn't get out.
What probably happened was Nino started barking and then woke Greg up, and then they went to the door. And so Greg was found on top of Nino, and then there was about a foot of clear air in the room, you know, and the rest was dark, thick black smoke. And that's what kills people. I mean, you basically have two breaths of that sort of air and it singes your lungs and, you know, you can't breathe and you die.
For Greg's funeral, Bonnie Gibson says they wanted something that would feel welcoming for Greg's friends. So they steered away from a traditional service and instead invited bands to play and celebrate Greg's life.
It was like everybody that we knew through our whole life was there, you know. It was like being at your own funeral.
I think it was Colleen's idea to get balloons and have people write a note on it. And we all went outside, let the balloons go. And just at that moment, rainbows came out in the sky. Two rainbows, yeah. It was just like it was meant to be, magic. I remember that.
Amidst the grief and the outpouring of love, there was another feeling too. Outrage and an overwhelming compulsion to act.
Well, actually, it started the morning that Greg died when we got to the house. Colleen, our second daughter, was already there. And the first thing she says, there was no smoke alarms. We have to do something. So the idea started right then.
The idea was that no one should live without a smoke alarm and the fighting chance it gives people to survive. Within 2 months, the Gibsons launched a nonprofit, Gibby Home Fire Prevention. They cooked up a logo, Greg with his trademark goatee as a caped superhero. He holds a fire extinguisher with his sidekick Nino beside him in a cape of his own. They partner with the Red Cross to install free smoke alarms in people's homes all over the region.
We have put smoke alarms in million-dollar houses. We put them in trailers. We put them in places where I think I'd rather live in a tent. The whole purpose is we'll save a life.
It's not an easy path they've chosen. They've put themselves in a position where over and over they have to relive what may be the worst thing that's ever happened to them.
I mean, some days it's not hard at all. It's kind of like when I used to go to work and you'd see all these horrible situations, sick people in the hospital and stuff. I mean, it's just your life. But there certainly are those situations that, you know, just bring it up front again. And it's hard.
When they're in someone's home, they don't always talk about their personal connection to this cause. But Bonnie says about half the time, she winds up telling this story. Gibby Home Fire Prevention has installed more than 4,000 smoke alarms in 4 years.
It's helped me with the grieving process, and you're helping somebody else. And it's rewarding to me personally, I think. I'm kind of, you know, the more smoke alarms I can put in, the better I feel.
So Greg Gibson lives on as a superhero. Besides all the smoke detectors installed in his name, in 2019, the state of Washington passed a new law, the Greg Gibby Gibson Fire Home Safety Act. It tightens up requirements for property sellers and landlords to ensure there are working smoke alarms in the homes. And the music community that had always embraced him hasn't forgotten Greg either. Gibby Fest, an annual memorial benefit concert, is now in its fifth year.